Oh, okay. So that's the thing, is everyone's like, well, why aren't they walking it together this time? Like, what why did he miss it? You know, why would he have her go alone is the point. Like, you know, you're married. You both have gone there before. You're Justin Bieber. You know you had an invite.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hello.
Oh, put on some chapstick. Come on.
Already did.
Oh, you did. I like it.
Lips ready. On
you're
point.
Doing it right away.
Right.
This is what I like. So anyway.
I know. You usually like to watch me apply just to make sure, but today I did it pre-taping.
Well, you got
to
know. One thing I'm into.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Do we really want to know?
It's watching people put lipstick on and chapstick.
For real?
Yeah. Also, you know what I find real sexy as well?
Ugh, now, I don't want to, but I have a feeling I'm going to find out anyway.
Is when women are at the pool and they're putting their clothes on. Isn't that weird?
What? You're like, I want to see the show, but in reverse.
Yes.
Put those clothes on. Yeah. Ooh, look at you putting that sweater on like you do. That's right. Cover those babies up.
Yeah.
Like what? It's like the anti-strip.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
But it's
and
also
taking it off is hot too. But I mean, I just
feel like
reason,
but putting it on.
Yeah. But putting it on.
Like, oh yeah, cover that up.
Cover that skin.
You're like, girl. Oh, that's right. Those knees are disappearing into those pants.
Yes, they are. All right. Reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Jeff, our buddy Jeff emailed just the other day, yesterday actually, maybe it was even this morning. But anyway, he dropped us an email about the theme song, where is it at, and when are we adding it, and when we decide on Fridays, right, at the end of the show.
Yes.
It'll be there. I promise. We're getting more emails on that. Also, you can leave us a message or text us or voicemail, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. It's 402-915-0962. Or you can just type in the words, Molly farted. I'm kidding.
Hysterical.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Funny for hump day.
Yes. And make sure you follow, rate, and review all of where you hear and watch us, and subscribe as well. All right. It's no cost to you guys, but it definitely helps us out. So if you want this to continue, I would suggest helping us out on that way. And plus sharing
yes.
with all your freaky friends.
A lot of my friends have started sharing, you know,
are really
spreading
good.
The word. Yeah, which is good, you know, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times people, you know, don't gatekeep this show.
No.
Share it with the world.
Yes.
Let everybody in on the funny.
What is that Facebook group that West Omaha, is it West Omaha Moms?
West Omaha Mom Squad?
Yeah, Mom Squad.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah, you should be scared.
Yeah.
That's we are scary. Women and we are legion.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, no, I love those ladies. They're really supportive of the show. They're
That's
always kind of like checking in and seeing how things are going. Just the other day, I put out to them, I needed some help with that derby party look.
Okay.
And it was really sweet. A lot of people were like, I have a hat you can borrow. I'm like, that is fantastic. I am in Chicago. I was more looking for like, I mean, it was great. Like all these ladies were like, I could do this or if you want to pick it up. So no, I mean, it's a fun group. They're just all supporting one another, which is cool.
Yeah. I know no guys are allowed. Believe me.
Yeah. Especially you, Mr. Put your clothes on. Ooh, ladies, are we covering up? Is that a caftan?
That's how good this Mom Squad page is. The West Omaha Mom Squad is that me being a guy, I can't even find it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys somehow keep this on the down low for that men can't find. It's weird. Also, it's weird that I'm trying to find you guys.
You know what's also weird is I wonder if it's like a husband looking for something in the pantry. I looked.
No,
if
I'm
I hear
looking.
That one more time. That's the thing. Remember we started that mom jar at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's
right.
like $5 cost if like you say you can't find something and then you call on me to magically appear and find it. I'm wondering if like the West Omaha Mom Squad page is that for men. Like looking in the cabinet, honey, I do not see the ketchup. And then she comes right over and she's like, it is right in front of you. If it was a snake, it would bit you.
I challenge any guy listening, try to find it. And then let me know if you do. Just bpscrasher@gmail.com. Because I'm telling you, somehow you guys have figured out how to hide. And then talk about us. It's like...
You're assuming we talk about you.
No, of course you guys don't. Why would you?
I mean... It's always about you. It's always
about us. But anyway, thank you, ladies at the Omaha Mom Squad. All right, so today is the Great American Grump Out Day.
Really?
So if you're trying to knock out that grump off of you, this show right here today is for you. Yes, you're supposed to be basically, it's the first Wednesday of each of May, and you're just supposed to be kicking that grumpy, you know, grumpy people. There's some people that are grumpy people in the morning. I guess they're not morning people. I'm an all day person for the most part. I'm rarely grumpy.
Yeah, you're not.
You know, that's hard to deal with. Other people in your life that's close to you. Maybe you're married to one or dating one. That's hard to deal with. I dated someone who was so grumpy in the morning that they would say, "Don't talk to me at least for like 2 hours after I wake up." I'm like,
wow.
I don't think it's a pretty big halo ever again.
They're like, and 2 hours in the evening.
Yeah.
And don't call me at work during the day. You're like, so we've got like 5 minutes of conversation a day in which she's like, yep, that's about right. And that's what we need to keep it at.
Yeah. So be happy. Say hi to people walking by, you know, say, I hope you're having a great day. All that other stuff. It only takes a second to do that. And it really can change how somebody feels on the opposite side. Cause that's my thing I've been doing lately. I've just been saying, hey, have a good day. You know, when I interact with a human, that's what I say every time. It's like a broken record and I walk away feeling good. So, yeah.
I mean, it's nice to like, especially like if you're at the grocery store or at a restaurant or something like that, to always like make a point of acknowledging the person that you are, you know, having this conversation with. Nothing irks me more than when you are behind someone at a grocery store and they're on their phone completely ignoring the cashier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, just even like if you just put your phone down for a second and you're like, hey, thank you so much. Listen, I'm on a call, but like, thank you. Any acknowledgement whatsoever. I mean, I don't know, maybe you're a doctor and this is an emergency call from a hospital or something like that. Like, I get it. There are reasons in which you can't end a call. But at least take a second to like cover the mouthpiece and just be like, hey, listen, sorry about being on the phone. Thank you so much.
Acknowledge them. I mean, they're standing there serving you. You know, maybe we should tip them. I mean, I don't know.
Well, let's not get, I mean, the tip economy is already like, woo.
Well, it's the Great American Grump Out Day, also chaired by Cosmopolitan Day. I've never had a Cosmo before, so I may be
really?
A Cosmo. I've never had one. I don't even know what's in a Cosmo, really.
Oh, they're delicious.
But you know what? I love the name Cosmo as a human.
Oh.
Or even a dog would be, or a cat would be a great name. Cosmo. I don't know why I like Cosmo so much. Have you ever known anyone to have a name by the name of Cosmo?
For whatever reason, I think maybe it was like a movie or something like that. It was like an Italian guy named Cosmo.
Okay.
It's like short for something else.
Cosmopolitan.
Or maybe it was just Cosmo. But I mean, yeah, I do think that's a cool name.
Well, get your Cosmo on.
I enjoy Cosmos. I actually have pre-mixed. There's this.
You're a pre-mixed person, but okay.
I'm not a pre-mixed person, but there's this like small brand that does these like really nice high-end pre-mixes.
Yeah.
And you can get like Cosmos and Aviators and Daiquiris and all this different stuff. And I bought it. It was on sale and I bought a Cosmo because I didn't have the ingredients to make it. And we were having people over and I was like, well, if somebody wants a Cosmo, I'll just throw this together.
Did you put it together though? Or you just...
No, it comes in a bottle.
So they pour it themselves. I'm wondering if when you hand it over to a guest, do you... Say,
oh no, like I would put it in a martini shaker and shake it so it's like how it's supposed to be and then serve it in like a martini glass. No, I just hand them the bottle. Here you go. It's room temperature.
No, I'm asking if you fake it, like you've actually made thing. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny when there are people who host things and try to play off things as their own. You know, like they'll buy the food from someplace else, but then they'll try to like, it's one thing, like I get it. Like if you're hosting something and you're like, oh, we got a big thing of fried chicken and you put it on your own platter. But like, you're like, oh, this is from Popeyes, what have you. But it's the people that put it out there and they're like, oh no, I've been frying all day. You're like, really? You've been frying all day and it just happens to taste like Popeyes? Like,
believe
me,
I've been tempted to grab that rotisserie chicken and chop it up like I, you know, did it myself.
You're like, I've been roasting this thing all day, basting this bird. I hope you like it. I feel kind of self-conscious. I don't know if the skin came out as crispy as I like. Oh, no, why am I hanging myself up?
Sure. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. All right. Best news of the day. All right. Here's what's going down. Omaha announced yesterday that they're going to be doing a huge project right over on North Saddle Creek, right where the Homie Inn is at, and also Sergeant Pfeffer's, right? It's right there by Metcalf Park as part of it as well. I grew up in that area. My parents still live in that area. And so what they're doing is a $5 million project to revitalize the whole area. And they described it as, you know, Dundee did look what happened with Dundee. He revitalized that, and it boom. Same thing with Blackstone. They're now thinking they're going to do the same exact thing. And I agree that they are. I'm not saying they're not. But they said they think they can do it better. So they're going to, it's going to be a safer place. So there'll be places to people to walk, to bike. There'll be more businesses in there, more restaurants. I mean, that place, that area, being from that area, has not changed since I was born. I don't think it has. It's just everything doesn't, I'm not going to say it's all run down. It just doesn't look great down there.
It's Kelly's Bowling Alley is right there.
Used to be Kelly's. I don't think it's Kelly's anymore. I don't
know. No, but I'm just saying that was like the big thing that was up on the hill. And then there was Sergeant Pepper's. And then there's, you know, like you said, the Homie Inn, which, you know, champagne on tap.
Yes.
So you know it's quality.
Absolutely.
There is never a next day that feels good after drinking the champagne on tap. I don't know what's in the champagne on tap. I'm not trying to run down the Homie Inn. I think it's just that when you're at the point where champagne on tap sounds good, you should have stopped.
Yes.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's like those last shots of the night where you're like, let's do shots. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. This is a great idea.
I think they, you know, those machines that you put money in, the claw machines.
Yes.
I think they have a claw machine in there with sex toys.
They do.
Okay.
I mean, it's a really high caliber place. We're really selling it. They're like, by the way, they sponsor the show.
Yeah, you guys need to sponsor the show.
I'll be sipping your champagne on tap all day long and won't be talking at all about the bad hangover the next day. Seriously, some of the worst hangovers that I think of in my life were nights that ended at the Homie Inn with some champagne on tap.
But so that's pretty cool, isn't it? It's going to be another area.
Yes.
I don't want to say it's blighted. I just think it's just not sexy. It's not cool. It's old school is what it is. And now to spend all that money on just that area alone, I'm excited. It's funny how they announced it yesterday and started it this morning. Isn't that funny?
I mean, they're like,
wait, they broke ground and everything on it. So they're going to start with the nature stuff.
That's the no takesy backsies approach.
Yeah.
Nobody can complain. Because you know how you'll have people be like, well, do we have other ways in which to spend the money? You're like, too late. Shovel's already in the ground.
It's already ground. Ribbon was cut. It's ready to do it. So
I already ripped the tags off and wore it. You can't return it, hun.
So that's cool news out of Omaha right there. And also, today is your deadline. This is so crazy. The deadline to get that, what is that ID?
Real ID.
Real ID.
You know, what's interesting, I was doing some research. So, okay, you live in Nebraska and I live in Illinois. Yes. And in Nebraska, you guys have had real IDs like since jump. Since so it came about in 2005.
2013 is when they started issuing them here in Nebraska.
Yes.
So we're all good to go.
You guys are fine. But in Illinois, we have been operating with just regular driver's licenses. You had to make special appointments in which to get a real ID. And so now there's like crazy mass push to go get it. But what's wild is reading more about it. You know who's really struggling? Women.
Why?
Because of your name change when you get married or your name change when you get divorced. You've got to have all this paperwork now. Okay. So like if you have to go and get this real ID, you're having to bring in all this paperwork. And in some cases, you know, like you don't have a copy of your marriage certificate anymore.
That's true,
or you're in the middle of a divorce and you're not divorced yet. So you're going to go through all this effort to get a license that now won't fit your name.
And it's weird.
I just thought that was wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Yeah, because Wiling changed, you know, her name to my last name. And that was a process, too. And I was panicking when she did the passport thing because we were leaving the country. But people, there's alternatives. All right. It's like Nebraska. We're all taken care of. I don't know where anyone else is listening from, but you can use a passport. There's all different types of IDs you can use. Basically, when they have it in the media like this and all these long lines, they're making it seem like if you don't get it now, you'll never get it. That's not true. All right. That's not true. Relax. It's just
right.
It's crazy to see people waiting in line that long.
Well, but the one person...
You can't get into government buildings without it as of today, at the end of the day. And you can't fly. But there's some mixed stuff going on right now saying that. But if you don't have it, you have a year to get it done or something like that. I don't know. But
I don't know.
It was a weird thing. But yeah.
They've been kicking the can for a while.
People are waiting in line. It's nutty.
Well, the people that I saw, like what you were talking about, the people that I saw, because again, I'm here in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It was a woman where her son was flying in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So he has to have it. He didn't have a passport.
Sure.
He has to have it, you know, and we assume people have passports, but unless you've traveled internationally, nothing's really pushed you to get one. So if you're just always, you know, the person flying from, you know, Omaha to Denver, wherever, then you've never had an international passport, most likely.
Yeah.
The other thing that they were talking about is, like you said, government buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you work in a government building
you
and
need
you
to
live
have
in
it.
A state that doesn't have real IDs just on them.
And those are probably the people. Those are probably the people, the main people in line, the last minute people that maybe need to get into a courthouse. That's a
I travel
building.
With my passport, which is funny to think about because when I travel with my passport, it's usually when I'm flying from Chicago to Omaha on account of the fact that I know that Nebraska is a real ID state and Illinois hasn't been. They've been one of the states that's been dragging their feet and kicking the can.
Okay.
And so I'm always afraid that I'm going to get to the Omaha airport on my way back to Chicago and it'll be an issue. But they'll be like, whoa, 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 this isn't a real ID. I'm like, I feel like it's like two different countries. You know what I mean?
I went to Vegas once, right? And I had my ID had been, and I was with a group of guys. It was like a reunion type thing with high school. Anyway, going into the Hard Rock for a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get in, a lot of times you have to have an ID, you know, to walk through. That was ways ago. But the card was tethered a little bit with the corners. Well, the bouncer grabbed this card and said, "This isn't real." And he ripped it right down the middle. I just got to Vegas. You need to ID everywhere. And then he pulled up the, he had an ID book of all the, you know, IDs in the country.
Sure.
And they have the governor's signature on it. Well, we just changed governors. So it still had the signature from the last
previous
governor.
They're
so
like,
that's
hey.
What made it even more fake. I'm like, dude. So yeah, I was screwed. But anyway, you should travel with two IDs. Note to self now. I need to remember that. Passport and two IDs. Just in case you need it. But
and your Sam's Club card does not count as an ID.
No, neither does your library card. So yeah.
Well, my library card does not have my picture on it, but my Sam's Club card, I mean, but my Costco card does.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, my Costco card does have a picture of me.
So that would make it more legit than my card.
Oh,
you're right.
Your Sam's Club doesn't have a
picture? No, we
picture?
Don't. They just
just anybody can walk in and pretend, I'm Mike Hennig. Look at me. You're like, no, you're not.
Stop knocking my club. Stop knocking my club. It's my club. Okay, so the other day we decided, due to what you guys wanted that are, you know, listening, supporting us, the Party Crashers, you guys want to hear some celebrity news. So we're going to have that segment every Wednesday. And Molly's been working hard. You should follow us on our Big Party Show Facebook page. also Instagram as well. All right, make sure you do that. It's a big party show. All right, what do you got, Molly?
So this is my first celebrity news on our podcast. This is a little breakthrough moment. And it's kind of funny because it comes right on the heels of the Met Gala was on Monday. You know, a.k.a. celebrity prom. Everybody walks in and you take, you know, pictures and everyone's asking what you're wearing. The big thing about the night is who is there and who isn't. And this year there was some interesting who wasn't there. Like Blake Lively is not there. She's kind of going through that awkward moment with her lawsuit.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. All right. So I looked at I saw that they had a record amount of money that they made. It's the Metropolitan Museum of Arts. It's their
it's the costume wing. It's like their fashion wing.
So I didn't realize because tickets cost $350K for a 10-seat table and then $75K for an individual. And I was like, wait, I thought that was invite only. So I didn't realize, and I think a lot of people don't realize that either. That what happens is all these fashionistas, these fashion people, these designers, they pay for all of the tables and stuff. And then they invite their so-and-so person that's the person of the whatever, and they have to wear their gear. That's the deal. Okay. All right. So yeah, I didn't
realize that. So a lot of it's sponsored, but also you get invited. I mean, you buy a table, but like, it's like you're invited to buy a table. Not anybody like you and I couldn't get 300 grand together and put it together and buy a table. They would never let us.
They wouldn't let us because of our fashion.
Yeah. There were some interesting looks. Yeah. Andre 3000 walked with a piano on his back.
Did he really? How funny.
And he's getting panned for it. And I don't know why. I mean, part of it was like they say it's an upcoming project that he's working on. Demi Moore went as a necktie.
Oh, did she really? That's weird.
Yeah, she had this huge, you know, like basically it looked like this halo. And at first you were like, oh, what's that? And then you realized that that was the neck part of the tie and her body was the tie.
Okay.
So it was a very interesting little moment. But the one moment that everybody is kind of having fun with and talking about is the fact that there are no phones allowed inside. It's a no phone policy. So there's sort of like this unspoken rule. I mean, people are still allowed to have their phones, but you're just not using them. Well, and that's unless you're Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, she did.
Megan Thee Stallion not only used her phone, but she took a video. So Grace, I sent Grace, there's a still from this. She did this while she was sitting at a table talking and trying appetizers. So she's sitting with Angel Reese and Dochi, and the three of them are just rotating through all sorts of different appetizers. They're trying cornbread with caviar. They're trying hibachi. They're doing all this stuff. This is like a 2-minute video.
And she posted it, by the way.
And she posted it.
It's on Instagram.
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
No. And she's got it with everyone. And it's funny because at one point, Tracee Ellis Ross, you know, Diana Ross's daughter, who was also there, she's like, you're not supposed to have phones. She's like, well, I do. I mean, and she has lots of people, you know, on.
She does.
I mean, it wasn't like it was just her.
Do you think she'll get blacklisted now?
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty bold. But at the same time, people are kind of saying that they, you know, the bathroom selfie has sort of been this little like way to test the boundaries. A lot of times the celebrities will go into the bathrooms to smoke.
Okay.
And so they'll take like selfies in the bathroom. And that's been sort of like a fun little thing. But nobody's actually been brazen enough to take a video.
Wow.
And certainly not like a 2-minute video.
What kind of food was it again?
So they had past appetizers. One of them was cornbread with caviar. Another one was a lobster roll.
You've had caviar, right? I don't like it. Okay. It seems like it would be a salty ball of salt or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Caviar, I mean, there's different kinds of caviar. I'm not a big fishy person.
Fishy person. Okay.
And then they had this like chicken, like a chicken appetizer. I mean, they were seriously trying like 4 or 5 appetizers.
Wow.
Like it wasn't like, oh, here's one. Like, and then they were like cheersing with them because they're like the little.
It was very
cute. The other thing is that Hailey Bieber was there, but Hailey Bieber was there solo. She walked the red carpet without her husband, Justin, anywhere to be found because he's actually in Iceland.
What's he doing in Iceland?
Hanging out with friends and apparently getting high
on account of
the fact that there is a picture of that he posted on his Instagram where while she's there, he's in like a studio smoking a blunt with just people making music and
that's
watching.
What he does. He likes to get high and he's probably putting something
People
together.
Are just worried about him because he's been acting really erratically lately. Like he was at Coachella looking kind of rough. And people have been kind of worried about the fact that he has. So remember how Scooter Braun was his swag coach?
Yeah.
Scooter Braun retired a year ago and he left the Bieber camp. And then Bieber's manager, like another manager left at the beginning of the year. He's lost his security guard. He's lost another person that was like his chief of staff. Like all of these people who have been longtime friends of his are gone.
Okay.
And people are saying like, what's going on? Like the people that he's hanging out with now are like new people that have not been with him for the long haul, might not necessarily have his best interests.
Okay.
And that he's spending a lot of money and there's just concern. So when he didn't show up at the
Met Gala,
but Haley did. And then the funny thing is that Haley was walking around with a martini.
Okay. Right on.
So like, she's like, I'm fine too. I'm having my own life. Like she looked amazing. She was wearing a black suit jacket and then basically was just walking around with a martini, living her best life. So hopefully they're all good. Hopefully everything's okay. We'd gotten a couple comments, posts asking how the update on those guys. And it's interesting because there's this thing called the Met Gala curse.
What's that?
And that's that couples that walk the Met Gala carpet together end up breaking up.
That's like Kanye and
Kardashian. Like Kanye and Kim. Kim and Pete Davidson. Oh, Kim's got a couple of them, actually. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Liam the Lesser.
Wow. Maybe that's why he wasn't there then. Maybe that's why.
Well, they have walked it before together.
Okay.
So that's the thing is everyone's like, well, why aren't they walking it together this time? Like, why did he miss it? You know, why would he have her go alone is the point. Like, you know, you're married. You both have gone there before. You're Justin Bieber. You know you had an invite and he didn't go.
I did see the White Lotus guy, the big forehead guy was there. His suit was kind of cool. He was wearing an inside out suit. I don't know what the heck that was, but I thought to myself when I saw him, I was like, man, your popularity has grown.
Yes.
Because I don't think you've ever been close to the Met Gala. And now
Walter Goggins? No, I guarantee you Walter Goggins has not gotten an invitation prior to White Lotus this year. He was wearing a skirt.
Yeah, he was wearing a long skirt. I thought it was awesome because you could see how his reaction was there versus everyone else. It was like he was having fun, laughing, like, this is great.
You know why not?
That's your first time there. So he was like new eyes on this thing. So that had to be a good feeling. And also, the big announcement, no one even knew. And I don't know how she does this.
She does this all the time.
It's Rihanna. Can you put M4 for me, Gracie, please? She's pregnant.
Baby number three. Her fans are excited / devastated.
Yeah.
Because they're like, the project she was supposed to be working on was album 9. Not baby three.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
So everyone
play
is
on that. There you go. There's another picture there. Go to YouTube and see this. And if not, you can find it anywhere on our socials. I like her outfit. And
her outfit looks great.
That's hot.
You had to wait for it. Did you hear how late she was?
How late was she? What do you mean late?
45 minutes after the last person walked the carpet.
Oh, she was that late.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would do. You get all the people.
She goes like on her own time.
Queen stuff. Yeah. That's amazing.
So a bunch of them get ready at the hotel called The Mark.
Okay.
And so there's also this, like, before anybody walks the carpet, there's a whole press thing at The Mark in the lobby, or like outside, just to see people come out of there before they get in their cars and head over to the Met. And so all these people are leaving. They're all fully done up. They're on their way to the gala. And she's walking in to get ready. That's how far behind she was.
You probably forgive her because she's pregnant as well. I mean, she's...
No, it's Rihanna. She's late for everything.
Yeah, like, but she's full on 8 months pregnant, isn't she? Isn't that about... I mean, she's got a big bump right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how far along she is.
Do you miss being... Do you miss, it looks like it would be fun being pregnant.
It is fun.
Yeah, do you miss it? Do you want to...
I mean, I loved being pregnant. I really did. I didn't know if I would. I kind of was like freaked out about it.
Yeah.
But then like you are and you're like, this is so wild, especially when the baby starts to move around and you just can't even believe that there's like somebody inside of you. You're like, this is a sci-fi movie.
I know it is kind of cool when you can see it as the opposite sex, you know, cause I obviously can't have a baby. So I never know that feeling. Is it like kind of like a gassy type feeling, like gas? I think Gracie's horrified. I got questions over here.
Is it like gas? Ask your wife. She said children. Around? Is that what she told you?
No, I haven't talked to her about it. I'm talking to you because you're right here.
I don't remember it feeling like gas. Oh, I thought I was pregnant. It was just a fart. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Based on that, you've had a million babies. Just today.
All right. So that's what it feels like. You can confirm that. It just feels like some gas pushing through a little bit.
No, it feels crazy. It feels like your food's fighting back.
Okay. All right.
I mean, my son, it was wild when I was pregnant because I felt this thing where I didn't know I was having a boy or a girl, but just the baby would wait until I would sit down and then do this tap dance on my bladder. Just like absolutely. I mean, you could feel the feet flapping
and stuff. Oh,
right.
Weird. Yeah.
It was so weird. And then he's born and I realize I meet him and I'm like, hey, what's going on, little guy? And then that was the thing he would do in his crib. He would like tap move his feet like, and I was like, that's what you were doing inside me. You know how many times I got comfortable and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He loved doing it on planes. That was like his favorite thing. And I always like to get the window seat on a plane. And so then I'm the pregnant woman on the window seat who's like, excuse me, I need to get out again. Yeah. And you can't slip by people pregnant.
No, you can't.
You know how sometimes like in a movie theater, like you can like kind of shuffle by.
How comfortable you would be sitting in a plane full on pregnant.
It doesn't feel great.
Pregnant. It doesn't feel great.
It doesn't feel great. Well, you're not supposed to travel after a certain point.
Okay. I have so many pregnant questions.
I know you do.
I do. I mean, you should. If you're a guy, you should. If you've never had a baby, you should. And if you're a guy who's married and have kids, you don't know what it's like. You just don't know what it's like.
No, it's a pretty uniquely feminine experience. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, we kind of cornered the market thing. On it.
I've never
pregnancy. It's a woman's job.
I've never ever have had children. So that's one thing that I would never witness is the birth of a child alive. Right?
Alive. Yeah. Live births are preferred.
Live. Live in action.
In action, in person.
In action, in person is what I'm saying, yes.
Yes.
So therefore, if anyone out there...
Don't do what you're about to do. I know what you're about to do. Do not ask someone to invite you into their delivery room. You know what would be great is if you had a complete creepo stranger just hanging out so he could experience it. I don't know anything about babies. But I sure would love to watch one come out of you.
I won't ask that. I was going to, but
I know you were. I'm stopping you right now.
Get out of here. I'm talking of farts. I got tequila. My girls, Tequila and Remy, our doodles, they'd sit in the studio with me all the time. And as we're talking about farts. It felt like it was scratch and sniff because all of a sudden I can smell this fart and it's just the worst fart ever.
How many times are you going to say that word in a row? Like, seriously, like, are you getting paid by the usage? You're like, I am going to make so much money today. I'm going to say this word like 16 times.
If you have a company named Fart and you want to sponsor this show, we'll take that sponsorship.
Farm, agriculture, rural transportation, farts.
Yeah, and if you know somebody or a company that could that would like to sponsor and help us out, absolutely, just get a hold of us at bpscrasher@gmail.com, and we'll send you to that right direction that you need to, because we'd really, really appreciate your support. We really would.
Yeah, so I mean, this is the nice thing about sponsoring the show. I mean, you get to be a part of creating and keeping something fun going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
It. Yes.
I mean, it really is, you know, a labor of love for Party and I. But I mean, at some point, it is one of those things where you're like, commercials are good. I sure do like them.
I know, because people are used to radio. And, you know, when you turn on the radio, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the people on the other side of the radio, the DJs and all that stuff, they're getting paid. So we're doing the same thing here. But the difference is that Molly and I are not getting paid.
Unless you sponsor us, Farts. Unless you
sponsor us, because
farm, agricultural, rural transportation. With a name like that, you're going to make so much money on this show, because Party just said it like 16 times.
In a row. Okay. So you guys know what to do. Help us out. But yeah, other than that, follow, rate, review, and subscribe to all your socials and just Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And yeah. Friday's next. We got, what do we have coming up on Friday? We have
Fun Factory. I love the Fun Factory.
Yeah, you do. All right. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.